You're watching The Top Five. Some 14,000 Muslims are living under siege and in dire conditions in the Central African Republic town of Boda. The country's Christian militia has restricted the Muslim population to only one of the districts of the southwestern town. All other Muslims from nearby villages have also flocked to the Diamond Hub in fear of attacks by Christians. Men, women and children are constantly battling with severe food shortages and acute malnutrition. Now they're asking the military for a safe passage out of the area. Deadly sectarian violence has plagued the African nation since clashes erupted there between the mostly Muslim Seleka group and Christian militia last year. Mr. Ayo Johnson, director of Viewpoint Africa, is with us now live from London. Mr. Johnson, welcome to The Top Five. What can be done to save at least these 14,000 people who are trapped in a single district in a small town?
Yes, we would like to see more leadership from Sander Panza, the president currently, who's not showing the sort of leadership that one would want to expect. And besides, we would expect the troops on the ground, be it the French or the Chadian troops, to really create a buffer zone between the Christian militia who are bent on attacking Muslims right now who are in this little part of the country. And of course, hopefully, we may see an escalation. But ultimately, I think Muslims who are being attacked right now need either safe passage or, for those who are prepared to stay in the area, need to be given the guarantees that they will survive.
Well, do you see this as an instance of genocide and ethnic cleansing, what's happening against these Muslim civilians?
No doubt about that. This is ethnic cleansing. Its worst form is genocide in a funny shape, and also it's sectarian violence, literally taking advantage for which the minority Muslim population has been overridden, been attacked repeatedly so, and of course find themselves in very, very difficult circumstances, for which many who have fled, who are currently in some of these towns and villages, find their lives very much at risk.
And, you know, genocides like this have happened before, and too often we do hear warnings that they're going to happen, but they do happen anyway. Why do you think we are seeing this trend? You know, the worst that we can remember, of course, is in Rwanda, but with those experiences that we have in hand, what's stopping the international community from taking the efficient and appropriate action to stop this from happening when the warning does exist?
Yes, this is a warning which has been going on for a very long time. I think the international will doesn't seem to be there. The general consensus worldwide doesn't seem to be shaping up. And ultimately, those that had led the way, especially the French, who came into that country with all good intentions, as they'd expressed it back then, have failed miserably in at least quelling the violence, or at least being able to stop the problems which have ensued thereafter. I think leadership is a major, major problem in all directions. Leadership from the African Union, leadership from the United Nations, and ultimately leadership from the president, who right now doesn't seem to be able to do anything to protect Muslims, and of course Christians, who are very much, very much under the attack right now.
And just before we let you go, the UN has come out and said that it needs more aid and funds for the serious humanitarian crisis that these people are facing. Do you think that giving funds to these people, however, is going to solve the problem in terms of food shortages?
This is a long-term problem. The Central African Republic has had the problem going back as over a year, of which acutely we've seen people are either starving or in very dire need of medical or healthcare needs, of which women and children are mostly affected. Yes, money thrown at it would resolve it in the short term, but until the deep-seated issues, which are to do with poverty, inequality, above all, the sectarian violence which has ensued, not to mention the political mix, which is yet to stabilize in that country, ultimately the problems will start to ensue, and of course, Muslims who have been attacked repeatedly would continue to receive the back end of this outlash.